Lord, be in my speaking and in our understanding. Amen. Please be seated. I am as forgetful as the next person. I'll forever find myself running upstairs to fetch something, coming back down again without it. I will forget to hang out the washing, forget what it was my husband wanted me to buy at the shops. And helping my daughter with her maths homework, it's very clear that I've forgotten a lot. But all of these things are really fairly inconsequential. They're minor things that are easy to forget in our busy lives with the many distractions that come our way. But some things need to be remembered. And today is a day when we dedicate our thoughts to remembering. Remembering the wars of the past. Remembering those who gave their lives in service, who sacrificed themselves for the good of others. Remembering the families of those who had endured the pain of losing loved ones. Remembering that we are lucky to stand where we do today, but there is a great cost to that. Remembering that there are still wars and atrocities happening today, that there are still people sacrificing their lives, fighting for freedom and peace, that there are many losing their lives daily in senseless and vindictive acts of war. So today, let us not forget to remember. In today's gospel, we have a parable which speaks of our responsibility to remember and honour the sacrifices of those who came before us. In this parable, Jesus speaks of 10, in our reading today, it was from a version that said 10 bridesmaids. Other versions say 10 virgins, doesn't really matter. But they took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them, we're told, were wise and 5 were foolish. The wise virgins were prepared. They remembered to bring that extra oil for their lamps, while the foolish left their lamps, their oil behind. When the bridegroom was delayed, they all fell asleep. And at midnight, the cry went out that the bridegroom was coming. The wise virgins trimmed their lamps and went with him into the wedding feast. But the foolish, lacking oil, were left outside. I do often wonder, were those 5 foolish virgins unprepared or forgetful? In that last panic, as they were excited about getting ready to leave, did they just forget that bottle of oil at the front door, as I so often do? But I'm sure that they learned an important lesson about the importance of preparation and remembering. I think that there are 3 things that we can take away from this parable in the light of the fact that it is remembrance today. And that first is about being prepared and being ready. The wise virgins were prepared for the bridegroom's arrival, while the foolish, whether ignorant or forgetful, were not. We are similarly called to be prepared for the challenges and uncertainties of life. The men and women we remember today, who sacrificed their self for the sake of peace and freedom, were also prepared. They were prepared to step forward when their nation needed them. And we stand in admiration of their readiness to serve and their courage in the face of danger. And we seek, in a small way, to try to do the same in our lives. Secondly, I have already said it's important to remember, the foolish virgins, lacking oil, were left outside the wedding feast and they missed out on the joyous celebration. And in the same way, I think if we fail to remember and honour the sacrifices of those who gave their lives in service, we risk missing out on the lessons that they can teach us. I fear that we're not very good at learning those lessons. We just need to look at what is going on around the world to know that we're not very good at learning. We are not good at remembering that it is better to seek the harder way of peace than the way of retaliation and domination. We not only remember those who fought for our freedom, but we are reminded that that very freedom that we have, that we can live out every day. The act of remembrance is not only a duty, but it is a source of wisdom and strength for our own lives. Remembering is important. It reminds us where we came from and where we are going. It cements us as part of a community, of a family, of a group, especially when we come together collectively to remind one another of these things. The memory of the two great wars are still very much a part of our story as a nation today, and we forget at our peril. Remembering those who've gone before us is a very important thing to do. We have just marked All Saints and All Souls Day, both wonderful opportunities to remember those who have died, and all people deserve to be remembered. It is in being remembered that we gain our humanity and demonstrate our innate worth, which leads to my third point, which is the value of sacrifice. Just as the wise virgins gained access to the wedding feast, we gain access to the blessings of freedom and peace through the sacrifices made by others. The men and women who served in times of conflict have left us a legacy of courage, sacrifice, and determination. Their willingness to lay down their lives for the well-being of their nation and fellow citizens is a profound example of love and selflessness, one that mirrors the very sacrifice of God himself as he chose to come down to earth in human form and sacrifice himself for our good. The very example of Jesus, God himself, here with us on earth, shows us the power of sacrifice, of putting others before ourselves, of working together for the good of all, of working tirelessly to show love and compassion to build everyone up. These are the things that we are called to do. We may not ever be called to sacrifice our lives as the men and women who go to war do, but we are still called to live a life of service and sacrifice. Service to God in the way we serve our fellow brothers and sisters. We are called to work together to build communities where all can be welcomed and accepted and receive the love of God. To help all people to know that they are known by God, that God will always remember them, and that they will never be forgotten. So let today's observance serve as a call to action. We must work for peace, justice, and reconciliation in our world, and that starts on our doorsteps. As followers of Christ, we are called to be peacemakers and promote love and understanding. With hope, let us pray for an end to all conflict, for the healing of nations torn by strife, and let us pray that all would remember their worth and the worth of others, as we are all children of God. Shalom.